Chava, with your permission. Shana is coming. The highlight of Rosh Hashanah is Akedat Yitzchak. The Gemara comes and tells us that even though the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Rosh Hashanah is Yom Hadin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us how to avoid a bad judgment. The Gemara says, Hashem said, you know what? Make me a king. What it means is save a few sentences from the Tanakh that I am a king. And says 10 sentences from Tanakh about remembering, I remember you. And then 10 sentences from Tanakh about the Shofar, and I remember you. But it is one of the after all that you read, Potemet Tziyan, Azvani Hashem, Hashem Shechachani. This is Hashem Chas Shalom can forget about somebody. He doesn't forget because he has a lack of memory, because he doesn't want to remember. Hashem has to recognize us that we're here. And Rosh Hashanah, Hashem wants to remember us. And actually, Rosh Hashanah in the Tefillah, in the Kaddish, it's called Yom HaZikaron. It doesn't say Yom HaDin. We should say Yom HaDin, Rosh Hashanah, B'Yom HaDin HaZeh, or B'Yom Rosh Hashanah HaZeh. No, we say Yom HaZikaron. You see, the most important thing in Rosh Hashanah is the remembrance. It means Hashem remembers us. He wants to remember us. And if he remembers you, so-called, the judgment will not be so harsh. Maybe it won't be at all. We'll see later. So comes the Mishnah, comes the Gemara, says, look, it's very easy. What do you worry about Rosh Hashanah? Say those 30 sentences from the Tanakh. Exemption. Court dismiss. I says, what does it mean exactly? So the guy has a file. Hashem did something not supposed to do. There's a court. He can say, okay. So actually the Gemara says, what really you want Hashem to remember you? Not to remember you as an individual. Hashem remembers you that you are like Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak. Hakidat Yitzchak, lezaro ayom berachamim tizkor. This is one of the brachot of Musaf. Hashem, remember Yitzchak. Again, Hashem doesn't forget anything. And also, it's hard to believe the person can cash this credit card of Yitzchak, 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 Yitzchak. How many times in your life you can cash? Yitzchak Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu. Besides, the whole thing about Yitzchak Avinu is a little bit. I should say, like a joke. Can you imagine bring somebody to court and the lawyer would tell, you know, judge, this guy's great-grandfather was a big tzaddik rabbi. Which is, and that's why he robbed the bank? So for this, another 10 years in jail. Aren't you ashamed of yourself? He had such a great rabbi in your family, or doesn't matter, a scholar, whatever it is, and you became a robber? What are you saying about Hashem? Akedat Yitzchak. What is Akedat Yitzchak? So, that's a few thousand years ago, Avraham Avinu did something, okay. But you can, every day or every year of Rosh Hashanah, Akedat Yitzchak, Akedat Yitzchak. Hashem knows it already. Nevertheless, comes the Gemara, this is the highlight of Rosh Hashanah, is Akedat Yitzchak. Kadosh Baruch Hu even said, Kilo Akadatem Atzmechem, Lefanai, Hashem said, if you do Akedat Yitzchak, it's like you tied yourself up in front of me. So, when a person really, that's what he wants, he has to imagine on Rosh Hashanah that his hands are tied to his feet and he's standing in front of Hashem. He'll be very serious. Rosh Hashanah is not a play, it's not a Purim. He'll be very serious. People will shake on Rosh Hashanah. It's a decision, your parnasa, your children, everything is Rosh Hashanah. They think that it's a joke. And every shofar. מצווה שופר. השם צריך לגבר כבר מצווה שופר ראש השנה. יום תרוע יהיה לכם. פה זה עסיק רציני. לא עסיק רציני. עסיק, אחר זה צמורק. מה עסיס ומי יעלה זכרונכם לפניי בשופר. If you want השם to remember you on ראש השנה, שזה גמר, it's שופר. What do you mean? If I blow the shofar, Hashem remembers me. If I don't blow the shofar, doesn't remember me. Hashem, what does it mean? First time I can have Yitzchak, I don't understand. No, you didn't mean shofar. But shofar is a special tool that Hashem remembers people. What does it mean exactly? So the Ari says like this. The Ari says, one of the sentences that hints about Elul is in Shir HaShirim. Sentence reads like this. Liyad Adonai Tomosem, Tomosem Tomosem, Ani Ledodi Vedodi Li. I am for my favorite is to me. Harim HaShoshanim. What simple Spanish means, Elul, you have to devote it to Hashem. Ani Ledodi, Ledodi Li, will be for me. What does it mean exactly? I don't know exactly what people think. I really don't know what it means. On the surface, I don't know what it means. I'm for Hashem. I'm for Hashem. What does it mean exactly? What does it mean? I'm for Hashem. What do you mean? On the contrary, this is the chapters of Goyim made, so it's, sometimes it's better not to say the chapters because Goyim so get credit for it. They divided the Tanakh. All the Chumash, all the chapters are wrong. You know, this is easy for us to remember. In time of Gemara, to remember paragraph, parashiyot, and it said parashiyah, this number parashiyah, and the sentence of that parashiyah, and not chapters. Oh. Yeah. And the Gemara said you should not, if you're looking for an address, as before Waze was born, you're not allowed to say, okay, at a church, you make it right. You're not allowed to, not allowed to. I said, even, you know, you write dates and checks and this. You should not write numbers. I said, today is 9-6. What's 9? When you recognize the goyim. You write September. Okay, September. Okay, September, isn't it? If 9, it means you believe in the year. What do you do? So, this chapter 6 is read near the deep Lili. Chapter 2. It says opposite, Dodili, Vanilo. It says opposite. My favorite is for me, and I am for him. So it said, Elul, what is Elul? Elul is, I am for my favorite, Anilo, Dodili, Dodili. This is, a few chapters before, it says opposite. Oh, it sounds like a contradiction. Again, we don't really know what it means exactly. What does it mean exactly, Anilo? Chachamim explained to us like this. What is the sin of Adam HaRishon that he ate from the tree? Why Hashem is so upset? Yeah. Maybe the Torah. Okay. Hashem told him, don't eat. Eat. Okay. He ate. So, okay. So, he said, Rabbi Nissim said, you want to know something? I'll tell you what it is. Rosh Hashanah was chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be the day of judgment because Rosh Hashanah is so-called the Yotzeit at the time HaRishon was created, and he seen on the first day of creation a few hours after he was born Ba'asiri Sarach, 2 hours before sunset. That's when he ate, the Gemara says, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called judged him and lived him alone and let him live. Therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose this day, that every year, Rosh Hashanah is so called. Likewise, Adam HaRishon was. It's not Bedimus, it's called Gemara. I mean, he went free, you're going to get free also. I'm going to free. Why? Because the Yotzeit, what's the Yotzeit? I said, Hashem told me going to court. I said, Mr. Honor, I would like you to judge me on that day. You know why? Because 2,000 years ago, I heard that that day you released one of the criminals. But there's too many things. Hashem let Adam HaRishon go. So therefore what? Every year, Rosh Hashanah has to be on that day? I mean the opposite. Should never be judged on the day that the Rosh Hashanah sinned. The prosecutor said, oh, here, again, the same day, they do the same thing. Nevertheless, Rabbi Nissim said, no, that's Rosh Hashanah. What was the sin of Adam HaRishon? Again, yay. Okay, so, think about it. God of mercy told you don't eat. Okay, so eat. So, what is the sin? What's the problem exactly? So what if I eat from the tree? I don't understand. You know, maybe it killed somebody, crime, big crime, okay, something, I understand. He just took some food and ate, okay. I don't even know how much he ate. A small piece, 27 grams. Okay, so. Let me tell you like this, look. Rosh Hashanah is the day of judgment, it's true. But it's not the judgment of the sins. Hashem recognizes everything. He knows everything. The problem is that we don't do teshuva on the spot. Like what the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu prayed to Hashem, Hashem, please let me go. Hashem doesn't listen to him. This is why I say, you know why? The Gemara says one version. Because when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, after he hit the rock, he's not going to go to Israel, Moshe said, okay, let's see. It's not a shame. We'll get that to that point. I'll pray to Hashem. Because he pushed, so-called, the prayer to later. On the spot, the Gemara says, Moshe should have done teshuvah. Sorry, Hashem, please. Likewise, and me, I'm Gatzarak. I went to Moshe, says, please, pray to Hashem right now. Miriam, she cannot help Sarah, she cannot talk. Moshe prayed, Kelna Rafanala, finished. Adam HaRishon, yes, did Shiva, did it, the Master did the Shiva. What's the problem? The problem is, when a person does not listen to Hashem, he creates a bad smell in the area. Like what says Shulchan Aruch, says the Gemara. You cannot say bracha if you smell a garbage truck passes by. What is it to me with me? What does it do with me? I say, Baruch Atah Hashem, the garbage car, truck passes by. Okay, so that doesn't smell good. Okay, that's so. What does it do with this? Well, Hashem does not dwell in a place that has odor that doesn't smell good. A sin creates an odor. That's the problem. Therefore, Hashem was very upset at Adam HaRishon, not because he ate from the tree, because he didn't listen. And if you don't listen, it means you chase HaKadosh Baruch Hu from that spot. That's the problem. That's the most sin, not that he ate. The result of eating is that you did not care about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Actually, the Gemara says what happened. The Gemara says, you know what happened after Adam HaRishon ate from the tree? Hashem left Gan Eden, went up one flight. So he's not on earth anymore. And of course, our destination is Hashem should come. Hashem should come down. It happened on our Sinai the first time. Not the first time, so you see when it was the first time. First time, so called black and white, we say, Hashem came on our Sinai. I said, what do you want? The Gemara says, at that time, Hashem, so called, did wind back all the way to creation. At the same time, Adam HaRishon. Gemara says, Am Israel reached the level of Adam HaRishon before the sin. What does it mean? It means Hashem was there. Hashem came down. And this is what Rambam says, this is the Yesod HaEmunah. Yesod HaEmunah, you believe in Hashem, is not because of the miracle that happened. Just because I've seen her. What's the reason? Why you can't believe? I'm saying all the miracles are Emunah Shishpa Zedokhi. It means, it's not something that will stay with you. What will stay with you? Har Sinai. Har Sinai. What difference between thinking about it? What do you think the difference between Har Sinai and splitting the Yamsuf? Millions of Egyptians went to the jacuzzi. So, that's not good. No. That's not good. But Har Sinai, because you heard Hashem, so what? What difference? I said, no, because in Har Sinai you reached the level of Adam HaRishon before the sin. It means Hashem is back. This is our destination. The Zohar says that the person should pray all the time. Not, I want this. Should concentrate on the Geula. Geula means Mashiach is step one, escalate every time. The third is the Shechina comes out. And that's what the Torah describes when Moshe built the Mishkan. So the Gemara says, it's in the text, Hashem hints. Avisal came to Moshe and said, look, you don't feel nothing. You're supposed to feel. You come to the Knesset, the Gemara in Megillah says, in Babel, in Iraq, people used to come to shul, a certain shul, he says, Shechina is here. The Gemara in Megillah says, in Hutzal, there was another shul, over there. You have to feel it. You come to the shul and you feel it in a hotel, means nothing. The Shechina is not there. I mean, Hashem is everywhere, of course. It's called massive of Shechina. You have to walk in the shul, you have to feel something. It's happened when the Mishkan, Am Yisrael came, Moshe built the Mishkan, beautiful. With whom says Moshe, Shemina here. What's the whole thing is about? The Gemara says, Moshe and Aaron went outside and prayed to Hashem. Lay down on the floor, says Hashem, please Shechina, please Shechina. I said, that's the goal. The goal is not the Mishkan, the goal is not the Tamidash. Eretz Yisrael is nothing. Eretz Yisrael is the place of Beit HaMikdash. Beit HaMikdash is nothing. Beit HaMikdash is a place that Hashem is going to be there. Hashem wants Beit HaMikdash. And as the Gemara says, after Adam HaRishon ate from the tree, he created the order. And says Hashem lifted himself up, he went up. Finish. The Gemara continues. Cain killed Hevel. Again, created the order. Hashem, the order was so bad, Hashem went up second floor. And Dor Enosh, they made Avodah Zarah, third floor. Dor HaMabul, fourth floor. Dor HaFlaga, fifth. Dor Sdom, sixth. The Egyptians' behavior, seven. Hashem is with all the after the Shema. Says the Gemara, came Abraham Avinu, brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu one flight down. Eventually, Hashem is going to go on Har Sinai. But what is in the person's head, says the Zohar. Somebody asks you, what do you want to do in your life? Nothing. I want Hashem to come back. That's all. That's what the mitzvot Hashem gave us. And the restrictions, the mitzvot say, is in order for us to be able, so-called, to pull the Shekhinah down. That's it. And that's the Gemara said, Mashiach will come, the Shekhinah will be down. But as the Hashem came to them, he says, that's it. So we're looking forward, not Mashiach. We're looking forward for the Shekhinah to come. Actually, the Gemara says, you should know, that's the secret of Akedat Yitzchak. You think about Akedat Yitzchak, it's nothing. If somebody believes in Hashem, and Hashem tells him, listen, go slaughter your son. So what do you say? You don't want to go? Your son may have a heart attack. Maybe an accident. If you believe in Hashem, just, you know, we're not talking about Avraham Avinu's belief. It's so high. Just a regular belief. I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem tells you something. You wake up in the morning, Hashem told me to slaughter my son. So what's the big deal? I wouldn't go. I go because I believe in Hashem. Ah, by the way, I was thrown into a fire. When I was 52 years old, Nemo threw me into the fire, and I came out of the fire. So after such a thing, what do you mean? Do you have any test? There's no more test. No more test. What's the test? It's a joke. If I threw myself into the fire, and Hashem actually took me out of the fire in front of everybody in Iraq, hundreds of thousands of people. So I have a test. I have no more test. It's not true. Impossible. Especially the last one, Shlomo Yitzchak is a joke. You know, there's a test. Hashem said, so, okay, fine, so what should I do? As I said before, if I don't slaughter him, something will happen to him. It's not Hashem that wants to, Hashem wants him dead, right? Fine, okay, so, Hashem, Rabbi. And if you have a Muna, it's nothing, it's a joke. It's a joke. So Hashem said, this is the test. The Gemara says, Hashem told Rabbi, listen, if you fail this test, you fail all the tests before. But you have 10 tests, so I have a score of 90. Okay, this test is maybe more point. Hashem told Abraham, whatever you did all your life is nothing if you don't slaughter Yitzchak. So he didn't slaughter Yitzchak anyway. So it means that's the test. So what's the test? What's the meaning of the test? And then the Gemara says that Hashem told him, the angel told him, take him off, don't do it. Abraham said, Hashem told me. He said, no, Hashem only told you to bring him on the altar. Sounds like a joke. So here's kind of like that, it's hard, and you read it, you see the secret in it. This is very much the sheaf, so like this. Abraham goes, so the Gemara says, the Satan came and he made a fake lake, man-made lake. When he goes into the lake, Abraham Avinu lose. He saw on the map, there's no lake over here. What lake? Where's lake? Where's lake? Lake George? Where's lake? Avinu goes into the lake and swim to Hashem, the lake dried. You know, Satan makes it a lake, you know? You go on the highway, you think it's traffic. It's all traffic. Sometimes it's not traffic. The Satan makes it. He's nothing in the front. All of a sudden, the whole thing goes. The whole thing is shaken. Satan does everything. Elik, he made elik. It's a gemara. Okay, he goes. The Torah says, "It's very much lishi on the third day." This is like a Yitzchak. He looks to see the place. What do you mean? What do you see? What do you see? He doesn't know what it is. Here's a test. Hashem didn't tell him where to go. What does it mean? Hashem told him to go slaughter Yitzchak. Okay, so go slaughter him. So what was it? Took him 3 days from Beersheba to go to Yerushalayim. Beersheba. Okay. On the third day he sees Hashem. The man says, what do you see? I mean, he saw a blue cloud hangs on the mountain. It means the Shekhinah is there. Shekhinah is there. This is the first time Shekhinah came back, by the way. It's not an Har Sinai. It's a blue cloud. That's Hashem arrives in a blue cloud. By the way, off the record, I know people saw blue cloud in the quarter. I know people. Blue cloud is Shekhinah. Ram sees the Shekhinah. The Torah says, it tells Eliezer and Yimach Shemo, Ishmael, stay over here. So why is he staying here? God says, Avraham asked them, do you see anything? They say, yet. We don't see nothing. So you don't see nothing, you look at donkey. Donkey doesn't see, you don't see. Don't come with me. Okay. Story in the Torah. I don't understand. Zagadat Yitzchak, what are you telling me? Who knows? It's a Torah Kedusha. Torah tells you a story. He sees, they don't see. What does it mean exactly? Why they don't see? He is a Rosh Yeshiva. Went up to Gan Eden, he doesn't see. Why doesn't he see? He doesn't see, that's okay. Okay, no. Stay here with the donkey. What's my problem? I don't see, I'm Rosh Yeshiva. What's my problem? I don't see. So everybody is being Mekubel. Then Akhlat Yitzchak. And after the angel tells him, don't slaughter Yitzchak. Then Avinu goes and sees over there a sheep, an eye, and he slaughters it. And he says like this. Vayikra Avraham shem hamakom ahu Hashem yireh. Avraham said, okay, that place time now here is a place that Hashem sees. Okay. Asher yamer hayom, what's going to be said today, Be'ar Hashem yireh. Hashem should be here forever. This should be so-called Bet HaMikdash. It means like this. Chachamim explained that. The Gemara says, after Adam HaRishon did what he did, the only person can fix the sin of Adam HaRishon is Avraham Avinu. And therefore, Hashem did not create Adam HaRishon first, Avraham Avinu first, because after that, nobody will be able to fix it. What is really Avraham Avinu? We know Avraham Avinu. We don't realize, by the way, he's a boss. Yesh Melech. Yesh Baal Abirah. There is a king. I said, he wants to see the king. I want to see. Actually, Am Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu before Har Sinai, we want to see Otsunei Lerot Malkenu. We want to see him. Why won't you see him? We don't see him over there. We want to see him here. Am Yisrael said, Zeh Keli Van Veu. What does it mean? The Gemara says, I see Hashem, I see Keli Van Veu. What does it mean? The Gemara says, I see Hashem. Also, what's Van Veu? The Targum says, I want to build a Bet HaMikdash for him. You're in the middle of Yom Tov. In the middle of Yom Tov, you say, Hashem, I see you. Zekeli. The finger, everybody saw. Everybody pointed. Here's Hashem. Okay, so here's Hashem. So what are you going to ask if you see Hashem? I want Hashem to stay here, to dwell. That's why Hashem up there. Don't you? And they who? I want, Stargum says it, Unculus. And they who? I want to build the Tamid Hashem. I want the Shekhinah down. That's the goal in life. And left, Avraham Avinu had in life. And here comes Hashem tells me, okay, go slaughter Yitzchak over there. You know what it means? Oh, it means that Shekhinah is going to come down. Likewise, when Cain and Hebel build an altar on the same spot, excuse me, that Avraham Avinu is going to slaughter Yitzchak, what happened? Fire came from Shemayim. The Shekhinah came down. Here, Hashem tells Avraham, listen to me, I told you what, you go, Al-Hadarim, no, let me tell you, so I don't tell you where, you know why? Because I want you to search the place that the Shekhinah is going to be there. I don't know the Shekhinah is going to be there, I tell you what, you're going to slaughter Yitzchak, you're going to put him on the altar, you slaughter somebody on the altar, in the place of the Mikdash, the fire comes down. It's happening in Beit HaMikdash. Beit HaMikdash, no more build Beit HaMikdash. Fire came down in the Mishkan. Moshe opened up the Mishkan. Fire came down on the altar. Still, it's not a test for me. It's not a test. But tell you what the test is. The test. So Avinu goes. The third day is Sod Shechinah. So, oh, bye. Now I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to slaughter my son over there. And this is because I see the Shechinah on top of the mountain. I saw a blue cloud. I want a blue cloud to rest on the mountain. This is the Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? And he goes over there. And the angel told him, don't slaughter him. He says, Hashem, listen. This is the place that I want you to look. Asher Yamer Hayom says, it means that eventually this place is going to be Beit HaMikdash. I want Beit HaMikdash. Let me call on Beit HaMikdash because I want the Shekhinah, I want the blue cloud to come down. The test is, if always that is one track mind, Shekhinah. So, if this is Shekhinah, Hashem tells Avraham Avinu, go to Yitzhak, Hashem Avraham Avinu, he jumped out of bed in the morning. What's the rush? Hashem did not tell you when to slaughter Yitzhak. Take your time. You go upset New York, George, come back. There's no date. You have to get up early in the morning to do it. I get up in the morning because Hashem told me to slaughter my son, it means the Shekhinah is going to be there. The Shekhinah is coming down on the altar. I'm running to do it. You, Eliezer, and Imach Shemcha Ishmael, you don't see it because you don't think about Shekhinah. That's how you don't see it. You're Kibir Rosh Hashiva, Eliezer. The Vesek Eliezer, the biggest. What you have in your head all the time. It says, as well, only time you want the Shekhinah to be here. That's what Hashem wanted, that's what you want. Chas Hashem, you do a sin, you produce. In order, it means you chase Hashem. That's your problem in life. The mitzvot, and bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu closer, and the sins of Shalom, push away HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And last one, Avraham Avinu says, after HaKadosh Yitzchak, he says, Hashem, I want you down. What was the test? The test is, after HaKadosh Yitzchak, so what do you have in mind? That's what I have in mind. That actually happened the same thing to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu has a dream, he leaves his house, and he goes to Laban's house. He gets to Laban's city and says, oh, I passed Yerushalayim, I did not stop to pray in the place that my forefathers pray Avraham and Yitzchak. He says, what's the big deal? Mr. Shmoneser here. I'm going to pray over there. Why am I going to pray over there? Because that's the place the Shekhinah should be. And therefore he has a dream, and in the dream he sees Hashem. And he gets up and says, oh, that's the place of Hashem. You know what? I'm going over here to make a monument. I want this place to be a house for Hashem. It means I saw Hashem in a dream. In Hashem in Tzabalav. I saw the ladder. I saw the angels. Now I want Hashem. If that's the place. This is the place. Hashem b'makom hazeh. He says, I want this place to be the Shekhinah. That's what he has. Nothing else. This is the future of Am Yisrael. Of course, the conditions is the Torah. Come the Targum and say, I want to explain to you what's Elul. Elul. I need a deep drill, you know what it means? I tell you. Ana lach dodech. Ana. Actually, I says, Where are you? Who? Hashem. What does it mean? We're talking about Jewish people in Iraq, in Iran, after the destruction of first Beit HaMikdash. Hashem came to Koresh, told him, let the Jews build Beit HaMikdash. Hashem doesn't want Beit HaMikdash. Hashem wants to be there. Hashem wants to come down. Hashem gives us another chance. He told Koresh, can you help them? That's the explanation of the sentence. Where is the favorite? Where is he? Dodi Arad Ligano. Dodi, my favorite, came down. What does it mean? I am going to do certain things to arrange Beit HaMikdash. Anila Dodi, we are going to build Beit HaMikdash for Hashem. Vedodili, and Hashem is going to come to Beit HaMikdash, is going to dwell there. That is the goal. let's elul the chachamim. That's what Ari says. When you have done elul, I want the teshuva. Yom Adin, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Hazikaron. Wait. Yom Hazikaron means that Hashem is going to remember me because he remembers Akedat Yitzchak. Of course, he remembers Akedat Yitzchak. No, you don't understand. Akedat Yitzchak means Hashem wants you to remember your task. What's your job in this world is to ask Akadosh Baruch Hu for the Shechina. Let's say Akedat Yitzchak. Let's say Akadosh Baruch Hu. Listen. Remember? But remember what? Remember Akedat Yitzchak? I'm sure Hashem remembers. No. I want to explain to you something, Hashem. I realize something. It's not the sins that I did. I know the sins are nothing for you. The problem is the sins that I committed last year, or lack of mitzvot that I did not bring you down, or Chas Shalom, didn't let you come down. Now I realize it. He says, Elul, no Elul? Now 30 days in Elul before Rosh Hashanah, he tells Hashem, listen, Slichot, what's Slichot? He said the same thing as last year. No, every day I'm trying again for Hashem to come down. And I know I did certain things, and I'm sorry I did it. And those things prevented Hashem from coming down. But I know my task. I know what you want from me. And actually, the Gemara says, Yerushalmi, become a new person. Yerushalmi says, in the Torah says, in the sacrifice, Parashat Pinchas, that Hashem writes about the sacrifices. But then in Parashat Pinchas it says, Asitem Olah. Asitem? Maybe craftem. Sacrifice. He said, no, you should do. Hey, Roshami, you know what? Rosh Hashanah, you become a new person. You become a new person? How do you become a new person? Why? Because you do the Shuvah? It's possible. He said, no, it's much deeper than that. He says, I have a new job. My job is to bring a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So this year, I'm going to try harder. I'm going to make sure that everything I'll do is right. Because I want Hashem down. You know who says it? Gemara Yerushalmi. Gemara Yerushalmi says, when we blow the shofar, the Satan thinks Mashiach is here. Why Mashiach is here? Because you blow shofar? No. Because shofar, the Gemara says, so-called ignites the shofar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he blew on our Sinai. That is going to blow when Mashiach will come. And that shofar reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu about Akedat Yitzchak. And that I remember, Hashem remembers me. Remembers you what? Hashem remembers that I'm going to have a job. I said, I want to have a job. I said, do you want a job? Okay. Tell you what. On Rosh Hashanah, blow the shofar. You blow the shofar, then you hear the shofar. Then you realize something. You're going to wake up something. And by waking up, you know your job. You're sleeping all the time. What does this mean? Tell you a secret. Top secret. Tell you a secret. Top secret. Somebody came over to me, told me, I couldn't get up for Shacharit. Can you imagine? I had 5 alarm clocks, and I couldn't wake up. If you wake up with an alarm clock, something is wrong with you. You're supposed to say the Kriyat Shema of the Ari, and to have the Kavanah. When the Ari says to the Kavanah, the minute that you want to wake up, you wake up. Not a second later, maybe before. Stand alarm clock. The alarm clock doesn't wake you up. I'll tell you the secret. Why are you waking up? Gemara Brachot says like this. You know, Hashem created the organs in the system. And every organ has a job. For example, the Gemara says, Kaved Koes. When you get angry, what happened? You get angry. What happened? Tell me what happened. Gemara says, your liver. Your liver gets angry. He shoots the blood and let's say a person becomes red when he gets angry. Tchol tzochek. I think it's called spleen. Spleen makes you laugh. Why are you laughing? Brain. The brain sends a message to the spleen. Mara says like this. Af. And it should make you a nosy. It has two holes. Why not enough? One. When you don't need a nose, Hashem wants you to smell. From the ear. Hashem can do anything. His neshama Hashem injected inside our nose. But it says noses. It means the two holes. Why? What is it? says the Gemara, the nose wakes you up. It means like this: when you hear the alarm clock, the ears send a message to the brain, and the brain sends a message to the nose, it says, get him up. But it's not the alarm clock. It's Gemara, Masechet Brachot, page, I think, 61b. That's the secret of our nose. Kam Shlomo HaMelech and Shir HaShem Kazi, I want to tell you something. Apech ki migdal al-vanon tzovse b'nei damasek. The nose that Hashem made us, Mach Shimam, the Germans, in the Holocaust, we were able to recognize Jews by the nose, a Jewish nose. Because Shlomo HaMelech says, you should know, the nose of a person is Beit HaMikdash. Why Beit HaMikdash? Why? Why Beit HaMikdash? How is it Beit HaMikdash? And the nose wakes you up. And Hashem so-called push the neshama through our nose. The neshama is the Shekhinah, it's part of Hashem. The nose is the building of Beit HaMikdash. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to know something. Itori. Say Lecha Dodi. And after all we read, Itori Yerushalayim. Wake up. What do we mean wake up? What do we mean? You should have in mind all the time one thing. I want the Shekhinah here. As Hashem made your nose. To wake up. As is to wake up. And what's the thought that you have when you wake up in the morning? Going to the office? I hope Beit HaMikdash is down. I'm going to Beit HaMikdash. I'm going to Beit HaMikdash. Because I want to see the Shekhinah. I want to see Hashem fulfills so-called his desire to be here on earth. And that's the secret. Our nose is Beit HaMikdash, says Shlomo HaMelech. Apech ki migdal al-vanon tzovse b'nei damasek. Until Damascus. The Gemara says Beit HaMikdash, Yerushalayim is going to be all the way up to Damascus. I'm sorry, Yerushalayim, yeah. Beit HaMikdash is going to be extended until Haifa, until HaKarmel. All the Jews around the world will fly towards Israel, will connect themselves to Kodesh HaKodeshim. That's the Maharsha and Megillah says. So this is our job. I says, I need to leave the leave. He says, you know, what is this? Beit HaMikdash. Chapter 2, it says the opposite. Do they leave Anilo? It's the opposite. Says, well, it's talking about terrible. Chapter 2 talks about coming out of Egypt. So first, do they leave? First, my favorite did something to me. What did he do to me? He took me out of Egypt. Vanilo, and I have emuna, so I didn't pack lunches, and I didn't take any food with me. I trusted the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then Hashem did for me, okay, fine. Give me man, okay. Now, Elul is the second stage. This is we come into the Beit HaMikdash. Come into Beit HaMikdash, you should know. The first Beit HaMikdash, Vani lo, I want the Shekhinah to come back. And let's Chachamim say, this is a guarantee that you don't have any court case. Hashem said, forget about it. It's called Yom HaZikaron. Hashem remembers me. Hashem remembers you. What? Forgot about you? No. Hashem remembers that you have a job. Likewise, the Kedah Yitzchak. And likewise, the Shofar. The Shofar reminds the Kadosh Baruch Hu, excuse me, on the thought of Avraham Avinu that he wants to slaughter Yitzchak because he wants the Shekhinah to come down, not because he wants to slaughter Yitzchak. Because he's going to slaughter Yitzchak on that spot. And that spot is the spot that Hashem is going to dwell in Rabbi Menachem.
Amen.